Today's reading begins in Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. And he told them a parable to the effect that they always ought to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' Hear what the unrighteous judge says. 'And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?' He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. 2 men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.' But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Our focus for today's reading is probably obvious to you. It's about prayer. And so there are two parables that Jesus shares in order to teach the concept of prayer and the attitudes that go along with prayer. And this first parable with this unrighteous judge and this widow that's coming to him asking for justice, that was his job. His job was to uphold justice. But because he was an unrighteous judge who neither feared God nor respected man, he really didn't care that much about whether true justice was actually carried out. In fact, what I see in this is that he really only cares about himself and his own convenience and his own comfort. And as this widow is coming to him and asking for justice, and doing so on a continual, persistent basis, he reaches that point in which he is inconvenienced and says, "So that I will stop being inconvenienced, I will actually give her what she's asking for. I'm not going to give it to her because it's what justice really is, and I'm not going to give it to her because, you know, I care about her plight. I just want her to leave me alone." That's what he's saying. And so that's what he does. But Jesus draws this back to God in that God does care. He does care about you. He does care about what you go through. And he absolutely does care about justice. Because unlike the unrighteous judge, we are speaking about our righteous God. A God who everything that he does is based on righteousness and justice along with his grace and mercy. And so Jesus says, you know, don't you expect that God would be more righteous than this unrighteous judge in that he cares about those that are his? Will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Persistence is still required. Faith is absolutely required in the things that we pray for. But God wants to answer. He wants to do what is good for us. He wants to do what is just and what is right. He says, will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find the faithful? Will he find people actually acting through faith? After this, Jesus moves on to another parable, and this is the Pharisee and the tax collector. And just a reminder, if you don't remember, A tax collector was considered to be a traitor and a sinner. They were considered to be those of their own countrymen that weren't worth their time. And in some cases, they seemed to even treat them worse than they would treat a foreigner or a Gentile, because they are looked to be traitors working for the Roman government in order to collect those taxes. And so this Pharisee, he's very self-righteous, and he looks at himself as being the perfect example of what a servant of God ought to be. And so he compares himself with this tax collector, and he thinks, look, I'm so much better than this guy. You know, I fast, I tithe, I do all the right things. But look at that guy. He's a traitor. He's a sinner. And so the Pharisee does not see himself as a sinner. He does not see any of the flaws in his reasoning nor his character. So he says, I thank you, God, that I'm not like other men. I'm not like the extortioners. I'm not like the unjust, even though many Pharisees were unjust, or even like this tax collector. And in my mind, as I'm envisioning this scene, I can almost see him pointing at the tax collector when he's saying this prayer. I'm not like him. I'm pointing out to that guy. That's how self-righteous and condemning this Pharisee really is. So is this Pharisee really making any plea to God? Is this Pharisee really doing anything that would make the right kind of request to God? No. He's building himself up, and he's just saying, I'm thanking you that I'm not like other guys. And while the parable doesn't include this, the attitude seems to bear out in my mind that he's really saying, God, aren't you thankful that I'm one of yours? That's how full of himself he is. And so what he's doing is making a case to God about how great he is. Look at all these deeds of righteousness that I do. And so he has supposedly come to worship, but that's not what his attitude shows. It's not really about God at all, because he doesn't even feel a need to pray to God concerning his righteousness at all. After all, you know, he's the perfect example for everybody else to look at. His self-righteousness is only exalting himself, and he's not exalting nor glorifying God with anything that he says. In fact, he doesn't express any need or reliance or dependence upon God at all. Now, switching over to the tax collector, he's exactly the opposite. He does not claim anything regarding righteousness. In fact, he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He recognizes his need for God, he recognizes his need for God's mercy, and he recognizes a need for righteousness that comes by that grace and mercy of God. He is, in his words, glorifying God for who he is, and he's exalting God, expressing his need for him. This tax collector has truly come to worship God and to find what he needs from God, to express that dependence upon him. So Jesus pronounces the final verdict. He says, this man went down to his house justified. The tax collector went away justified rather than the Pharisee. For everyone who exalts himself, they're going to be humbled. They're going to be brought down. But the one who humbles himself, he'll be lifted up. He'll be exalted. Which one would you rather be, brought down or lifted up? Self-righteousness is just exalting ourselves, and God will correct the situation. The problem is that it's really easy to fall into the trap of the Pharisee. It's really easy to spend a lifetime working on our righteousness in the eyes of God. In other words, trying to adapt our life to conform to the image of His Son, to rid ourselves of sin in our lives. And so we can very easily reach the point in which we think, well, I'm doing pretty good now. Aren't you proud of me, God? You know, aren't I the kind of person you really want? In other words, we can fall into the same trap of the Pharisee without ever really intending to. And we can claim to be completely dependent and reliant on God, but have that same attitude that the Pharisee does. We need to have the attitude of the tax collector, that I can never stand on my own righteousness. I will always need the blood of Jesus Christ. I will always need the grace and the mercy of God that comes through that blood. We need to view God as the fount of every blessing and express our dependence every single day on Him. And so perhaps our prayer today is for us to embrace humility and to humble ourselves in the sight of God, to realize our dependence on Him and that we truly do need Him for our spiritual sustenance and life itself. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.